the only reason why people are willing to pay that is because they can feel it. Like, it's an energy and a frequency that you're not backing down. This is what it is. This is your worth. This is what you want to exchange your time, money, resources, lifestyle for. And it feels really equal and it feels really great for you to do that. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of the Flow State Business Podcast. I want to talk about the fear of success and success not feeling safe and the energy of being in success, even if you don't feel like you're anywhere close to that vibration right now. And I think this is all very relative. I literally put a question out there on Instagram. And you know, when you put those question boxes out there, it's asking a lot from your audience to actually answer questions. So by the way, if you've ever put a questions box on Instagram stories and no one's responded, please know that for the most part, it is the one sticker on Instagram that is really, really, really not easy to get people to use and respond to. But I did do this on stories and I asked everybody, what is your biggest current disempowering belief? Because this followed the episode where I spoke about excavating your disempowering beliefs. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to that one after this. And I just wanted to get a pulse check, like a bit of a sense of what everybody was feeling. And I did not expect the answer to be mostly around success. I really thought it would be around money. I really thought it would be around wealth or selling. But for the most part, the main theme and the discussion happening on there is about that. So I want to share with you what you guys are saying on the gram. I want to speak it out more on the podcast because this is a way that I can really expand out some of the thinkings, but also I wanted to create this because this is a resource that you can come back to in terms of this episode to help you reframe the way that you can think about success in an alternate way so that it's not holding you back. These belief systems that are carved so deeply in your neural pathways get a chance to change. And one of my clients puts it so beautifully, you can borrow my belief system until you can start to develop your own high vibrational ones. There is so much gorgeous truth to that, where sometimes you just kind of need to borrow somebody else's idea of life or the way that they perceive it so that you can start seeing that for yourself also. That's what this episode is all about. And I think it's really relevant to start with the fact that I've literally just come back from a tennis match with my husband. We've joined a club. I'm going to start doing some more classes, cardio, tennis there as well, so I can get to know more people at the club itself. But I've been loving heading down and having a hit 2 to 3 times a week. One thing that I've noticed and I've been really hard on myself on is I used to play tennis quite a bit when I was growing up. You know, it was like my sport and I loved it heaps. My husband was the same. So he also grew up playing tennis and tennis tournaments. We come from a tennis family. But because we haven't played really for maybe a decade or more than that, our skills just aren't what they used to be. You know, the things that we used to be able to hit down the line, cross court, you know, our volleys used to be fire. Now it's just badly timed and it just feels like we're fumbling over our feet and not getting our serves in, etc. And at the end of the first game, we were like, geez, that was so bad. Like, we were so far away from the energy of feeling successful with our tennis game and our own personal fitness on the court that it not necessarily, you know, made us feel like we never want to do it again. What it did instead was like invited us to keep on going because there's something that we can personally see as a form of improvement. And 3-4 sessions in, hitting to each other, both of us are already noticing just how much our skill set has developed. And I really want to use this as an analogy for anyone who is on this pathway to finding success in business or finding success even in your own personal journey where it might not feel like the day-to-day stuff that you're doing is leading you anywhere, but just take a look back. And the way that our human body operates is that we get to really learn so quickly. We adapt so fast. We're so good at that as human beings, that it's often the thing that we want in terms of success isn't quite acquired yet, but we're not enjoying the journey towards it. And like for the most part, most of us don't even really have that benchmark or we don't have that milestone moment where it's like, at this point, when I achieve this, I will feel like a success. We kind of think we do in the form of 10K months or, you know, 10,000 followers or getting invited to speak on a stage. But truly it is the, as cliche as it sounds, it is the journey. So I'm going to keep referring back to this concept because this is what's really helped me keep my mind really clear towards it. So, okay, let's go and have a look at what some of you have been saying to me on Instagram. And I want to expand on that so much more on here. So the first belief that came up was, I'm not successful enough for my people to value my offers. Now, this is something that I definitely want to refer to, this concept of it's the journey, but also the fact that there is no magical point of success where suddenly everybody sees your worth. That is my secret. And it's not even really a secret. It's, for the most part, I, in my entire journey, 6 years in business now, can say fully that there isn't like an exact moment where everybody decided that, yep, it makes a lot of sense for Ruby to charge what she charges, or for me to be able to say, this is what my speaking fee is, or for me to be able to say, if you want me to consult into your business, this is what it looks like as part of my consulting package. The only reason why people are willing to pay that is because they can feel it. Like, it's an energy and a frequency that you're not backing down. This is what it is. This is your worth. This is what you want to exchange your time, money, resources, lifestyle for. And it feels really equal and it feels really great for you to do that. In fact, if you've ever hired somebody, and I want you to think about this, whether it be a service provider, someone that you've mentored with, or a consultant that you brought into your business, and they haven't performed at the point that you wish that they had performed to. And this is not to say they don't deliver, but let's say they just, there was something missing or something off. I can almost guarantee it's because they haven't priced to where they actually wanted to price, or they didn't back their worth in that sense. So I want you to now also think about like the fact that this is the perceived value that you're offering. The perceived value of any service comes down to the brand and comes down to their message. It comes down to their guarantee or their promise. And you might not necessarily be promising or guaranteeing your services are going to help somebody make $1 million, but it's the promise of how they're going to feel working with you. It's the promise of how easeful it gets to be. Like, even with a physical product, if I'm buying something that's going to make things easier for me, I want that promise that it's going to make it easier. Not necessarily that I'm going to do a brilliant job, but that it cuts down the time that it takes for me to work out that very thing. And this is like the real thing though. Like, when it comes to actually creating a point of view where you get to say, I want to earn this in my business and I want to earn this much money, I want you to start thinking about it from this perspective. Try this affirmation. I value my offerings because I've used it and I've seen big change from it. And when I share this from a place of sharing all of its greatness and not just needing it to sell by any means, others can't help but see the value also. I own my expertise and I'm choosing the energy of helping others over worrying about what others think. And that is true success. That's what it gets to look like. So I hope that this has really helped those of you who are also looking to remapping this belief that you're not successful enough for people to value your offers. The secret is that there is no magical point of success where suddenly everybody sees your worth. The faster that you are tuning into that, the more that you'll just start to instead tune into, well, what's going to make me feel successful today? Okay, the second belief that has come up is, Ruby, I'm not actually as good at what I do as I think I am. And there's like a sword emoji and a love heart emoji. Okay, this one we can flip the script on. And I want to be able to help you do this by saying this. It's definitely not a setback to believe that you're not good enough, or at least not as good as what you think you are. And this is because maybe in the past someone's put you back in your box, or someone said something and they've gone crazy at you because they found out your prices and they're like, how could you charge that much? And it's a ripoff. Whatever it is that has been ingrained into the memory system of your belief is actually here to set you up for the growth that you're meant to experience. I really want you to hear this part, because think about it, right? If you are not feeling good in your own skin about being good enough or at a level that you'd love to be at, all this is doing is that you're holding yourself to a high standard and you're hungry to improve this because the old paradigm of operating the way that you used to just isn't working for you anymore. And when you embrace that drive and you see it as a secret weapon in terms of how you get to level up and knowing that it's time for you to really start mastering your craft even more, and that could be ignoring the haters or ignoring the people that are trying to put you back in your seat, it's the call up to rising up and going, you know what? I'm so good. I'm actually really, really good at what I do. And I've been really good up to this point, but I'm ready and open to see how good I can get at the next level. So it's like, I know that I'm a freaking great coach because I see the results. My clients tell me every week, a Thursday and Friday rolls around, I have beautiful, thankful messages in my Voxers and people that are messaging me saying, Ruby, this week, your mentoring, your support, your sideline coaching. Like one of my clients said to me, Ruby, you've got no idea what it means to me to have you as my coach in my corner. And I'm like, no, babe, like you have no idea how amazing it is for me to be able to coach someone like you. Like the feeling is so mutual. And this is, you know what, if you're feeling this, I want you to go and drench yourself in reading your past testimonials. And if you don't have a cache of those, like start collecting them. And it's not shameful at all to speak it out to your girlfriends or to your partner to say, hey, I'm kind of feeling like this. I guarantee what you'll see back or what you'll hear back are those that love you and support you. They'll be saying, you know what, step out of it because you are so good at what you do. And you've got good people around you who want to see you rise, you'll be surrounded by it. Sometimes you just need to be given these words, like these loving words of affirmation from others. I will shamelessly sit down on the couch, Michael's up there and whatever, and I'll just say, hey, I really need you to just tell me how good I am right now. And he'll be like, oh, babe, come here. And he'll put his arm around me and he's like, you know that you are so awesome. You know that you're helping so many people. You know that what you're doing is making big waves and it's helping so many people change their lives. And I want you to know that this will help you, whether it's reading testimonials or seeking out words of affirmation, soak in the truth that you really are a freaking queen or king at what you do. And nobody else can take that away from you. When you believe that so deeply, even if you get a ton of people criticizing what you do, and, you know, not in the vein of not helping you get better, but as in like they literally want to take you down and out, you know your truth. And there's no one here that's going to take that success away from you because you've achieved it, you've earned it, you've worked towards it. This is your birthright. This is who you're meant to be in your most natural state. Hey guys, I am going to briefly interrupt this episode, which I hope you are absolutely loving, and let you know that I have a free resource to help you connect deeper to the energy of impossible success. This is an EFT tapping emotional freedom technique, one of my favorite ways in order to help connect the body at a cellular level to my bigger desires and goals in business. You are going to love it. If you've never done it before, it's going to be a whole new incredible experience. Link is in my show notes, so go ahead and grab that for you right now, which you can listen to after this episode. Okay, let's head back. Okay, a third comment that came through was, I can't get people to pay me $10,000 USD for coaching, and this to me feels like a failure. So in the vein of success, as you're growing it from a financial perspective and you're wanting to accelerate your wealth and accelerate the way in which you earn, I want to ask you this. So if this is you, I mean, we're using 10K USD as an example. You can use whatever number it is that you're reaching to, whether that be 100K a month or whether that just be your next $5,000 in business. Truthfully, I want to ask you, are you backing it as much as you do for a much, much smaller offer? So let's use the example of a $500 offer or a $1,000 offer where it's easy for you to actually go, join me for 6 weeks. It's only $500. Why wouldn't you pay that? It feels so easy for you to be able to put that out there in the world, as opposed to you saying, it's $10,000 to work with me one-to-one for 3 months. That is an absolute no-brainer because we've got all of these aspects and assets that are set up for you that's going to guarantee a movement forward from where you are now. You obviously can't guarantee exactly where they're going to land, but if you can guarantee the fact that they're going to move from A to B or they're going to feel some sort of forward momentum and it's worth that much money because it means that they're going to feel more confident. They're going to feel less resistant. They're finally going to be able to ask for that pay rise. They're finally going to be more present with their family. They're finally going to feel better about themselves if you're a fitness coach, and they're going to hold themselves with a lot more lightness and they're going to just see themselves in a better light. Why wouldn't that be worth $10,000? So I want you to know that when you start and you decide that this is what you're worth, it kind of feels this way where it's like, my services are $10,000. Like, how good is that? Rather than, it's $10,000, but you know, maybe you might want something else, something cheaper. I understand that's a lot of money, and you start totally talking them out of it. Hand up if you are guilty of doing that and you start discounting your services. even before anyone has even asked you to discount it. And suddenly you're throwing out all these deals and adding a ton of bonuses and taking money off. Just hold the fort. If you really, truly desire to have this reality, you have to also be prepared for the frequency to calibrate to that. So it could be that where it just is so fragmented at the moment that there's no stability around the energy of $10,000 is your number. But that's okay. Just hold the fort. You know, when I raised my prices, it took me 3 months to attain my next private client at the next level. And that was unnerving because it was 3 months without private coaching income at the time, where it made up 70% of my income flow. So this is something that I want you to remember, that it comes back to your belief system, but also at a very practical level, it comes back to the promise that you're making, the message that you're creating out there, where it becomes an absolute hell yes, no brainer. But if you frame it right, you'll be able to watch that money flow happen. You'll be able to watch the yeses come in more easily. You're talking about it all the time. People are referring you all the time because it is an absolute no-brainer to join it. That's what's happening right now with especially Amplify. It is a $5,000 program to work inside of Amplify with me, but I'm getting so many referrals in. People are saying that they're telling their friends. They're saying that they have to join this because they made their investment back within 30 to 40 days, and they're starting to see a huge benefit behind the fact that this is why they're doing so well. When you back it and I back it, like, it's so easy for me to say, join Amplify. It's $5,000. It's going to change your life. You're going to be able to sell so much more. You're going to be able to grow your income. That is what feels really, really great. I also want to offer a reframe and a higher vibration reality if you are someone who just can't seem to move up income-wise and you're not feeling successful because of it, especially if you want to be able to sell high ticket. Here it is. Selling high ticket is easier than selling low-priced offers. Imagine that being the case. Just borrow the belief, my love. It's more effortless. It's natural. It's what feels really good for you to put out there all the time. And your clients, they show up wanting to opt in for that high-ticket offer first. They don't show up in your reality shopping around for the low-ticket offers, although that can be a vibe. But for now, we're wanting to create the belief that your clients shop for the highest tier offer and they can't wait to say yes to the most high tier investment because do you know why? They know that they are so worth it and that's what they're matched to the most. My clients will come and work with me and they'll show up to my doorstep, i.e. Instagram DMs or sending me an email, filling in the application form, and they'll tick the highest investment level saying that this is really where I want to be. If this means that I get time with you one-to-one, I get access to some of your cool courses and I get to be able to really fully invest at the top level of my energy because this is me saying, yes, it's time for a change. Yes, it's time for my business to flow. Yes, it's time to really look at some of these lifestyle choices that I'm making, which has led me to burnout in the past and I just don't want that anymore. Yes, it's worth what it's worth. That's my reality now. Like, I didn't have any clients coming to me ever now asking me for a discount or only going to the lowest price thing. They're literally, even if they're coming in at a low ticket offer, they're already in their head mentally going, I'm going to shop around for some other services that Ruby has. I want to have a look at what she's got going on. And the amount of people who will say to me, Rubes, like, I can work with you at this level now, but I'm manifesting being able to work with you at this level, or I've got your mastermind on my dream board, or I've got you down as my next private coach. That is what I'm talking about here. Okay. So the last one I want to discuss is big success comes with big sacrifice. I know a lot of entrepreneurs have a deep set belief around this because we have seen it unfold with our previous generation of parents and grandparents who have had to heavily sacrifice, especially time with family and or time financially. So this is something that we can hit back pretty easily and quickly by saying to yourself, it's a choice. Sacrifice isn't a forced thing by any means. For the most part, the word sacrifice is that you're making an honorable decision or choice to put that thing aside. Or if you're sacrificing, I don't know, a lamb. God, we just went biblical with that. But you're sacrificing your life. You're sacrificing your time. It's done from a place where no one's forcing you to do it. It's your choice. You've made the decision to do that. So if you can decide to be a success, you can also decide that you can have time for the family and have time to get that facial and choose a lifestyle that is filled with adventure and be accessible for your clients and be an incredible boss, the more success you come by, I'm telling you, the more choices you actually get to make. Because with success comes money, of course. With money comes choices. So if you're holding yourself back from experiencing a level of success because you're like, oh, I'm not going to have time for everything else, that is a perception shift that maybe you're not quite ready to see yet. You've not experienced that highest level of success in your life where you have an overflow of financial abundance because you are signing those 10K clients with ease. Literally just hopped off a call with a client of mine who is like, Ruby, I have made multiple 10K months now that I'm actually for the first time in overflow. And I want to be able to use that money in order for me to have more time. And I'm going to exchange that in the form of hiring a VA who can help me do this, this, and this. It's just so freaking amazing when that actually happens. So you will have more choice. You will also be able to craft the life that you desire the more successful you are. But that's not saying that just because you don't feel like a success now that you can't already do that. For the most part, the law of attraction says that when you are in the energy and the feeling, the F word being the key word, the feeling of being a success in this example, then the more of it will come to you with ease because you're releasing the resistance around it. So if you know that what is going to make you feel more successful is having more time with your family whilst kicking goals at work, then it's a choice for you to be like, you know what? I'm going to spend this amount of time with the family to be absolutely present, phone away. You're going on nature walks. You're playing a game of tennis. That's what we've been doing with Teddy. And it just feels so fun and so connected as like, this is success to me. I have a great business, but I also have time aside with the family to do this. So whatever that looks like for you, give that a shot and start to actually make choices that help you drop into that zone right away. And personally, you know, for me, the more money that I've come across and the more money that's attracted to me, the money that's growing in my investment accounts and all of those wonderful things that come from making wealthy decisions and choices is that as I have grown my wealth, the more hell yes I am to saying yes to the things that will give me more time back. Because time to me was the sacrifice. Like I remember saying at the start of my entrepreneurial journey, I might not be as available to hang out with my friends in the first 1 to 2 years of my business because instead I'm wanting to, you know, really grow my presence and really sell stuff and be online and be present. But that to me didn't really feel like a big, big, big sacrifice. Like I was still going out with them. There's always a medium. And that's another thing to realize as well. Like our mind can go to extremes. So in your mind, you're like, oh my God, entrepreneurship means that I will not have any time to hang out with my friends and therefore I'll be a loner forever and ever. So, so incorrect, but our mind can absolutely go there. So instead of actually going out every single week with your girlfriends and your guy friends and having drinks every Friday or, you know, going to all the birthday parties, it might just mean that you go to 2 instead of 6, or you might go to 1 instead of 4. And it's not like a big sacrifice. It's just kind of like meeting the halfway in the middle mark for the time being. And then things start to get easier and easier. Okay, so ask yourself, what is the biggest sacrifice you think you need to make? What is the biggest sacrifice that's playing out so big in your mind right now? And it could be, yeah, time, energy, focus, all the things, right? Like not being able to travel for a year, not being able to buy a house because all the money's going back into the business. If that's the biggest sacrifice that you can come to and whatever that is, I want you to apply this statement. Even though I'm afraid that I have to sacrifice, fill in the blanks, I'd like to explore a reality where it's not this or that. Instead, it's this and this and this and this. I can be a successful business owner earning 7 figures a year, and I choose to have time with the family and time at the day spa and time at the beach and time with my kids and time booking travel and time with my team because I know I'm an incredible boss. That's what it gets to look like. Ultimately, when it comes to sacrifices, you have a choice on what you say yes or no to. So I just want you to picture yourself in that position. Maybe you might want to go into a visualization after this episode of what that gets to look like for you. Because ultimately, when you have this level of success that's knocking on the door, and it is, otherwise you wouldn't be so engrossed in this episode altogether. Like you're literally here because you're like, yes, I resonate with all these energies. Success is already meant to be yours. So how can you access more of success? You drop into it daily. How do you do that if you don't feel like it? Pick certain elements of your dream life that you'd love to have, whether that be, you know, for example, I wanted to go on a yacht and travel, and be on this luxury yacht. Not quite there yet, but I'm booking a sunset trip, you know, like a champagne sunset thing that I could get on. It's a website called Red Balloon, and you can book like an hour sunset trip with a champagne. And it was like $100. You know, it was so nice. And that was like my experience of like, this feels like how I would celebrate in the future. And this is just such a vibe. And what would make me feel like a success is that I have a, you know, ladies lunch at the tennis club. I'm not quite there yet because I don't know any other tennis friends, but that's coming. But for now, I've joined the club and I booked the court, and the court is like $20 an hour. And that feels easy for me. So there's all these small micro steps that you can make in order to help you draw in that level of success. If it's business and you want to be able to have $100,000 months, how would the $100,000 month version of you be acting every single day? And go and do that. Put that into your daily flow and your practice. Okay. Success isn't meant to be feared. It isn't meant to be scary. People aren't going to come for you. That's your brain going to the extreme, but you won't really be able to fully understand that until you are embracing the energy of success and fully in that energy of like, it gets to be mine. So I hope this has been a helpful episode for you. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm so happy to create follow-up content and follow-up episodes for you so we can go deeper and deeper into this topic. You are such a bright, shining star and an incredible success. I want you to continue to affirm that. And if this episode has really spoken to you, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review on Apple and just a couple of words about how this podcast has really helped you accept yourself more, be in more authentic drive, and helping you really grow this empire of yours, which is so incredibly soul-led. Mwah! I love you all, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye, my loves.